Okay, so welcome everyone to this beautiful session of rewilding your sacred self with five animal qigong for vitality, joy, empowerment, and confidence. So this is module one today, and it's all about embodying the energy of the tiger. So we're going to spring into action with the confidence and grace of the tiger. My name is Ami Sohi, and I will be your guide for the next 5 weeks. So before we get into the session, I just want to take you through some logistics. So the classes will be on Wednesday, every Wednesday for the next 5 weeks, and we'll also have a bonus session where we'll integrate all the five animals, and that's scheduled for the 16th of December. Okay. So at the end of each class, I am recording these sessions. And at the end of the class, there will be the replay, which will be sent within 48 hours, and it will be posted on the student portal. Each session is about 90 minutes. If we finish early, then we stop, or it might go on a little bit longer, but we try to keep within the 90-minute mark. Okay, so I'll take you through, first of all, the student portal. I'll just share my screen. Hold on. Okay, so this is the student portal. I'll put this link in the chat in a few minutes. So here you'll find the recordings. You've got the program details as well. And the recordings, the video, the audio, and the chat transcript will be posted here. So at the end of the class, I will post the video and audio in the chat here in the student portal, and that will be available to you within 48 hours of when the class ends. So this is where all the recordings for all the modules will be. So you can access this portal. I'll just put the link in the chat. Just stop share and bring the chat up. Okay, so this is the link. You can, when you go to the link to the website, you can bookmark it so you don't have to find it, at the end of each session. So, okay, I think that was what I wanted to share, the logistics part. And there'll be time for questions as well after some of the exercises and movements of the animals. Okay, so first of all, I just want to share my slides. Hold on. Okay. Okay, so again, welcome to Rewilding Your Sacred Self with Five Animal Qigong for Vitality, Joy, Empowerment, and Confidence. And this is the first module of the 5 week journey that we're going to be having together. And it's all about the tiger today. So, the way of the tiger's eyes are really a very piercing, and sharp and focused, as you can see in this picture here. So, when you look into the eyes of the tiger, you will understand the unwavering focus needed to protect its family from danger, care for its young, or hunt with skillfulness. Its confidence comes from a healthy, functioning liver, which gives it the clear inner and outer vision it needs to see life with eyes wide open and with neutral compassion. Its strong sinews, tendons, and muscles are exercised through daily play and skillful practice, making it one of the proud kings or queens of the jungle. The tiger practices to live and live to practice. So this is, it's a beautiful picture of the tiger's eyes here. So the qualities of the tiger, I'll be taking you through the qualities and how each of the animal is related in terms of our organs, emotions, the seasons, and the sense organ. So today we're starting off with the tiger, and the qualities of the tiger are it's courageous, powerful, ferocious, focused, and very flexible. With regards to the traditional Chinese medicine or TCM, the yin organ that the tiger is connected to is the liver, and the yang organ is the gallbladder. And the element associated with the tiger is wood, and the sense organs are the eyes. As mentioned, the eyes of the tiger are very sharp, very potent, very vibrant as well, and focused, very, very focused. And the tissues governed by the tiger's energy are the sinews and tendons. And the emotion associated with the energy of the tiger when we embody the tiger is anger, and we can use this energy and embody the spirit of the tiger to transmute that anger, transform it into something more positive. So, the feeling, then we're feeling more calm, in a calmer state, we have more inner peace, and also we're very focused. Okay, from a scientific viewpoint, the functions of the liver, there are actually more than 500 vital functions that have been identified with the liver, which is why the liver is called the general in traditional Chinese medicine, as it governs the body's functions by ensuring the proper processing of toxins and pathogens from the body while supporting the smooth flow of blood and proper elimination of waste. When we understand some of the key functions from a physiological viewpoint, we can appreciate why maintaining liver health is so important for overall vitality and optimized healing. Some of the functions, I mean, there's so many, so I'll just mention a few functions of the liver here. It clears the blood of drugs, alcohol, dangerous chemicals in food, air, water, etc. The liver also regulates blood clotting. It resists infections by making immune factors and removing bacteria from the bloodstream. It also produces bile, which helps to carry away waste and break down fats in the small intestine during digestion. Another function in terms of TCM, understanding of the liver, is that all humans and animals need to release and move stagnant qi or energy from the liver, so there is unimpeded flow in the body's meridians. The meridians are like, can be compared to rivers of light, whose tributaries feed vital nutrients to the organs and cells to empower bodily health. So, by practicing the tiger's movement, especially the stretching movements of the spine, muscles, tendons, and sinews, and flexing of the limbs and paws, this allows the body to release tension and renew smooth flow and mobility. Okay. So this is what happens when the liver is overworked. The body, mind, and spirit becomes inflamed, angry, and irritated. As you can see here, a picture of a very angry tiger. So by embodying the energy and the movements of the tiger, this can be added to our daily exercises, our exercise routine, which helps to modulate the excessive liver fire. I'll just admit Anne has just entered. So welcome, Anne, to the space here, to this first module. It's beautiful to have you here with us. So, as I was mentioning, the tiger, by embodying the tiger energy into our daily exercise routine, this can help modulate excessive liver fire. So, once we release that excessive fire, We can come back to a state of balance, inner peace, calmness, and focused intent. So, yeah, when all this stagnant energy is released from the liver and the gallbladder, we have, there's huge benefits to our health. We have a healthy liver and gallbladder. And by releasing all this excessive anger within our body, a stagnant chi, we can become more focused, peaceful, calm, and content. Okay, so that was just my presentation, a couple of slides I wanted to share. Okay, and so first of all, I'll go through the warm up of the hands. So you can do this. I invite you to do these exercises with me. You don't, Janine, and do you have any chronic pains or any dis-ease in your body?
Basically, for about 7 years after I tripped on a sidewalk, then I no bruises, but I had my piriformis was affected in my left leg, and then over, I've been had several treatments for it, acupuncture and chiropractic, and nothing seems to be doing much for it. So, and then I transferred over to my right leg also, and feet. So like my
Oh,
feet are
okay.
numb, and so I'm working with it. I'm seeing an applied kinesiologist. That's wonderful. And so I'm seeing some progress.
Okay, so any of these stances, exercises that we do, just listen to your body, okay? And this is for everyone practicing this. Just listen to your body, go at your own pace, and then gradually. If your body, is saying, yeah, I can handle this, so you can increase the pace, okay? So, yeah. Okay, we'll start off with the hand movements. And in the way, if you were in the introductory session, I talked about the tiger's claw and the paw. So, first of all, we have our hands straight, and then we form the tiger's claw. Right, so kind of this is the movement. So straight and then just flexing our fingers. This is really great movement to flex our fingers, especially after a long day at the computer, at the keyboard. We really need to flex our hands, our wrists, and our fingers. So this really makes our hands and fingers nimble. And we can do kind of play with this claw, like the cubs play with each other. So this is kind of moving our kind of waist side to side gently. If you'd like to stand up, you're welcome to stand or sit. It doesn't really, matter, but just at your own pace, okay? So this is the claw of the tiger, and the next movement is the tiger paw, where we bring the From the pinky, bring the fingers in, and then we put our thumb over our fingers, and should be like a loose fist. Yeah, not tight, it's a loose fist. So this also really makes our fingers flexible and nimble. We can do one hand at a time. For example, or both hands together. Okay, so this is a great way again to flex our fingers and make them nimble, and also flex our hands. And so starting. With now we'll go into the warm up. So starting with the upper body. Oh yeah, there's other, just looking at my notes, other hand movements that I want to show you, which are really good for for warming up, for the stances that we do later. And let me just check my notes. Okay. So the first one is there's about 11 hand movements exercise that we're going to do to warm up the hands, and also some eye exercises as well. So relax, our arms and hands. And what we do here, do you see this part of the hand where the flesh is, or the mound? So we're going to kind of bump these fleshy parts, at the base of the thumb together. Okay. So in terms of TCM or traditional Chinese medicine, we need to do this like 36 times. So, when you're doing it at home in your own time, you can do this while watching TV, for example, and you just do this 36 times. I'm not counting here, so we'll just continue. So everybody clear on that? We're just kind of, bumping the fleshy parts at the base of the thumbs. And this also has a lot of benefits to our health. It supports our lung function and helps the chest, from congestion. When we have congestion in our chest, it really helps that, so very supportive of the
Ami,
lungs.
Ami,
Yes.
sorry, could you just lower the camera a little bit so I can see what your hands are doing? Is
Oh,
that
okay. One
possible?
second. One
Yeah.
second. Oh, can you see?
Yeah, okay, I can see. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the fleshy part here, right? So we're just kind of bumping that. Our hands are like this, just bumping those.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, sorry. The position wasn't good off the camera. Okay, good. So yeah, around, just take your time. You can do it slowly. Just listen to your body, as I said. So around 36 times we're supposed to do it. That's the number in the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine. So, and as mentioned, this is really great, for the lungs, for the chest. Okay, I think that's around 36. Yeah. And the next movement is this time we put our palms are facing down and the thumbs are tucked in. Okay, hang on, let me just. So the thumbs are tucked in and the palms are facing down, and we're actually doing this where the index fingers, we're bumping those together. Again, for 36 times. Yeah, again, this also has every movement has health benefits. So yeah, just continue doing that. So yeah, this movement, it supports issues around the face, actually. If you have dental issues, dental pain, for example, or you're suffering like I do in the springtime from sinuses pain, I can do this. During that time, I do this, so it also prevents like headaches, or helps headaches and fuzzy eyesight. So, and also very good for preventing colds as well. So I think that's around 36 times done it. So moving on to bumping the web between the thumbs and indexing. This is it clear? Can you see my hands? Yeah. So this is the mouth of the tiger. That's what it's called. And what we do here, we put our hands like this, and we bump them together like this. the between the index finger and the thumb. This is very good for if you have headaches, yeah, because it helps reduce the headaches and also improve circulation through the upper body. So again, 36 times. So and make sure your arms are relaxed, you're not tense. And your shoulders are relaxed. They're not up like this, you know. So make sure, and your body should be upright. You're not kind of slouching like this. It's important that you keep your body upright, straight, and relaxed. Arms and shoulders are relaxed. So yeah, this is, so once we've done one side, we need to do the opposite side. Yeah, but we're like, so just turn the hands around and do it on the other side, the other position for 36 times. As mentioned, it's great for headaches and improving the circulation through the upper body. I think that's about approximately 36 times. So I can relax. And then moving on to the fourth exercise. Here, with the fingers extended, we interlace our fingers together like this. Yeah, can you see? And then we kind of bump them together like this, the webs. Okay. So this is good for blood circulation and helps with the numb hands or numb feet. Okay, I think it's done. We've done about 36 approximately. Okay, so the next exercise with the hand is place your hands with the palms facing upwards. And this time we bump them, where the pinky is and this karate chop area of the hand. So we're bumping it like this. This is great movement, especially if you have severe headaches, right? This reduces the pain of the headaches and like migraines as well. And it relaxes the neck muscles and also
I felt that, yeah, instantaneously. Just starting to do this, I suddenly felt like this relaxation in my like upper shoulder and neck area.
oh, wow, beautiful. Beautiful. That's great. Beautiful feedback. And also it prevents osteoporosis as well. So great. As I mentioned, you can just be sitting down, watching TV or listening to music, and just do these hand exercises and do make them part of your daily practice. Yeah, so this is around 36 times. So moving on to the next exercise. This is we position our hands with the palms, like making a bowl or a lotus flower, with our hands. And then the wrists, we're going to bump the wrists together. Yeah. Again, make sure your shoulders are relaxed and you are sitting or standing straight. And the benefits of this is, when you're really stressed out and there's tension in your body, especially tension in the chest and heart area, you can do this this movement. Okay, it's also it's kind of increasing my blood circulation as well. I can feel it in my body. Okay, so this is approximately 36 time. So moving on to the next exercise, exercise 7. With this exercise, we make a fist with, for example, with make it first with the left hand. So make not a tight fist, a loose fist. And with the right hand is facing palm upwards, right? And then we're going to just kind of thump the fist onto the open hand. We're just going to bump it together like this. You can see it, right? In the camera. Yeah, so again, 36 times, and this is great for when you're tired, you have a lot of fatigue. It actually relieves the fatigue and gives us more energy. So it's a great exercise when we're feeling tired during the day. We can start doing this. And then we do the same with the other hand. So we make now a fist with the right hand and open up the left hand. And then do the same movement with the opposite hand. Okay, so that was the seventh exercise. So moving on to the next exercise, movements. And here we put our, for example, our right palm is facing up, and with the left palm, it's facing down. Okay, so we're going to gently tap the backs of both our hands together. So it's just like a tapping movement. And this really helps adjust the internal organs, their function. And it's really helpful, and it supports those who have diabetes. So this is really a great exercise to do, especially if you're suffering, from diabetes. Okay, so now we have to do the same up to the opposite hands, yeah? So just thumping them together. In your own time, always listen to your body.
Interesting. This is kind of energizing for me, but in a relaxing way.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah.
great. Yeah, I mean, these are, easy movements to do. Whenever we're just having a break, from our computers, whatever, just especially, and if you're suffering from headaches or something, or toothache, you can pick one of the movements which are good for toothache, for example, and do that while just relaxing and sitting down. Okay, so that was that movement, and the next one is clapping of the hands. This is we have to make sure that all our fingers and the thumb are kind of are together, are meeting together. So we're clapping like this with all our fingers joining together. Yeah, clapping is actually good for our health. It stimulates all the channels of the body connected to the internal organ systems, increasing blood circulation and energy. And don't be surprised if you have side effects such as joy entering your body. So one of the side effects of clapping is, more joy, bringing more joy into our lives. So yeah, great, great movement. And yeah, something, we can do anytime. Okay, so that was the clapping. And moving on to the next exercise, exercise 10. This is for the eyes, actually. So I'm just gonna remove my glasses. So what we do here, we rub the palms of our hands together. Make sure this is in Chinese medicine, it's called the Lao Gong points. So it's in the middle of your palm, this point, right? So when you make a fist, like your kind of middle finger is touching that point. So we rub these points together. This gives a lot of energy. It heats up our hands, brings a lot of heat into our hands. And that heat we're going to cover our eyes with, So we take our hands now and cover our eyes. So actually we're bringing the light from our hands to our eyes. And it really does relax our eyes, especially when we are working, staring at the computer, working all day. And we need to relax our eyes and release all the tension from our eyes. So do this, for about a minute, just absorbing, breathing in that beautiful light from our hands into our eyes and rejuvenating, our eyes. So yeah, so just breathing in and breathing out that beautiful light from our hands into our eyes. So we can do this for about a minute, and then when we're done, just remove our hands from our eyes. And once after this kind of, warming up of the eyes with the beautiful light from our hands, we can actually begin to roll our eyes and that's exercising the muscles in our eyes when we roll our eyes. So we're going to, and it also widens our eyes because, as you saw, the tiger's eyes are wide, vibrant. So that's why we do this exercise for this move, especially for the tiger movement. So taking our eyes from left and going upwards, we don't move our head, right? We go starting from the left, going up, moving to the right, and coming down. So we're going to do like three times in each direction. This really strengthens our vision as well. I mean, when you're doing it at home, it's recommended you do it for nine times, but for the purpose of this class, we'll do it three times. And now on the other side, going towards the right, going up to the left and down. Right, up, left, and down. One more time. Okay, yeah, as mentioned, this really strengthens our vision. And when we open our eyes wide, we actually let more light, from our environment into our eyes, and really does improve our vision, and the other exercise with the eyes is really good for improving the health of our eyes is when you're outside in nature, going for a walk or just standing outside in your garden, do this exercise by kind of looking near and then looking further away. So close and then far, looking close and then looking further away. I mean, I do this, also from my desk because I have a lovely view outside from my window. So I just First look somewhere close and then look outside, at the forest. So this is great, exercise again to strengthen the eye muscles, strengthen the health of our eyes. I mean, if we're wearing glasses, this can actually improve our vision and change the prescription of our glasses, actually. So don't be surprised if that happens. So yeah, beautiful exercise of the eyes. And the last one we're going to do today is with our thumb and index finger, we're going to pull our ears. Okay. Whoops. Just pull them down. Again, all these exercises, apart from the eyes, rolling of the eyes, you can do 9 times. And you can do them, 3 times a day is recommended, especially if you're working a lot, so you have to be careful. My iPods came up. So yeah, this pulling of the ears, you can do 36 times. And this, exercise actually increases blood flow to the eyes, face, and the brain. So it's very good for the upper part of our body. So yeah. So again, I recommend, you do each of these exercises 36 times, apart from the eye exercise that can be done 9 times when you're at home, kind of in your daily practice. Yeah. So those were the hand movements and the eye movements and pulling of the ears. So next I'm going to now warm up the rest of our body before we move into the stances. So I think that was all I wanted to say about the exercises. Yeah, just checking my notes. Okay, so starting, okay, just adjust my camera here. Let me know if you can see my whole body. Okay. Can you hear me as well? Yeah, thumbs up. Okay, great. And so we're going to start with the neck or with the head. So we're going to do a few rolls of the head from the left first and then from the right. So basically, making a circle. Following our nose, making a circle, starting from the left-hand side, okay? So just starting from the left, going up and going towards the right and coming down. So breathe in and breathe out as you come down. On the other side, breathing in and breathing out. One more time, breathing in and breathing out. Okay, so that we need to do the same on the other side, okay? So now towards the right, going up, making a circle, coming down on the left-hand side, breathing in and breathing out. One more time, breathing in. And breathing out as we come down to the center. Okay, and now we're going to just to relax our neck. We're going to move our head,
Janine,
side to
question.
side. Yes, sorry, go ahead, Janine.
When you're doing those movements, is it good for your eyes to look out, to the distance and Follow your eyes and along with that.
Yes, follow your eyes because it's also helping our eyes, right? Again, we're kind of training the eye muscles and making our vision stronger. Yeah, follow your eyes. And even
Right.
with the side to side movement that I'm going to show you, follow the eyes go with the
Thank you.
movement. Yeah, okay. So now, yeah, so this is for the neck. So we move, just make sure our shoulders are relaxed, yeah? So move to the right, and your eyes should follow. And then back to the center. Now the other side. And back to center. So breathe in as you go to the side. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. One more time. Breathing in. And breathing out. Same to the other side. Breathe in. And breathe out as you come to the center. So that was for the neck, and we're moving down to the shoulders. Okay, so we're going to roll our shoulders. Yeah, just to relax the shoulders. And now to the other side as well. Inwards, just rolling. Just make sure you're breathing, your breath is regular. Own pace, relaxed. Okay. And now we're going to do some big rolls because the tiger stance. We need this move, need it for the tiger movement. So we're going to do bigger shoulder movements. So this time we bend our knees and we roll our shoulders up and then down. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathing in and breathing out. And now the opposite direction, right? So we're going to go back and down. Going towards the back and down. This also helps our back, actually, our spine as well. So make, stretch that out. Okay, so we finish off with one more backward movement. So one, again, taking our shoulders back and down, back and down, back. So that was, yeah, for the shoulders. And now we move on to our knees. So what I normally do is warm my hands up for the knees. So if there's any discomfort in our knees, this really helps the energy. Again, rubbing the Lagan points and bringing heat into our hands and placing that heat on our knees and just doing some rolling, rolling the knees, circular movements. Starting, yeah, I'm starting at the right hand side. Just gentle, take your, this also strengthens the our knees, the knee muscle. And now on the other side, opposite direction. Okay, one more time. Okay, coming back to the center. And last but not least, the feet. So we're going to just flex our feet. So I'm going to start with my putting kind of weight on my right foot and bringing my left foot up. Can you see my foot? Okay, good. It's flexed. Yeah. So as I bring it forward, I'm flexing the left foot, my left foot. You can hold your hips if you need to balance, or you can hold something, a chair, if you need to. And then we go back and flex it, kind of bring it in on the other side. You can see. And my front leg is bent. Okay, so this is just flexing of the foot. Do it one more time. Like a curtsy here. Same with the other side. So now I'm bringing my right foot out, flexing the toes. Now this time my left leg is bent. And then again, backwards. Okay, one more time. Just stretches the foot and the leg, it stretches. Okay, so that was our warm-up for the stances. So now we're going to move into the stances. The first stance is called the Tiger Stretching and Awakening. So the tiger, first thing in the morning, when we awaken, we can do the tiger stance of awakening and stretching movement.
Amy,
Yes?
yeah, the words that you speak are obliterating.
Oh.
Where I can see your feet, basically. Is there a way I can just cancel your words that come up on the screen?
Oh, so you've got a transcript on the
Yeah.
screen? Okay. I'm just trying to, let me just pause for a minute. Okay. So, yeah, this stance we're going to do now, it's called the you can, when I'm doing the movements, Anna and Janine, you can hear my, can you hear me? Or am I kind of at a distance? It's clear. Okay. All right. Good. All right. So the first stance is called the Tiger Stretching and Awakening. Okay. So when the tiger awakens in the morning, it will do this movement, and we can do it as well in the morning. So I think you can see my feet, right? Yeah. Okay. Great. Good. Okay, so put your feet hip width apart, and with our hands, we're going to stretch them out in front of us. Our elbows are not, arms are not straight, the elbows are slightly bent, so relaxed. And we're going to, from the pinky, roll and make the fist, the tiger fist, that the loose fist that I showed you. And we're going to bring it up to our heart area, then open the fist and go take our arms and hands up and really stretch. So stretch. Our palms are facing the sky and our feet are pushing down to the earth. Yeah, we're pressing down with our feet and pushing up upwards with our hands, with our palms facing upwards to the sky. And again, now we roll our fingers and make the fist again with our hands. And we bring that energy from the sky, from the heavens down and to just above our ears here. And now we're going to open up and make the tiger paw and bend our Bend our knees and stretch our shoulders back and chin up, so we're looking up. This is the tiger movement, where the tiger is awakening and stretching in the morning. Okay, so from here, bring our head down, chin down, and turn our hands and bring them out. And then relax. Okay. Again, just take your time. So I'm going to do it a couple of times so you get used to this. So we roll our hands and bring them up, the fist up. And here we open the fist and we stretch out, taking our hands up to meet the sky. And our feet are pressed into the earth. So we're really stretching here. And then again, we are going to roll and make a fist and bring that chi from the heavens down just above our ears, and then open the pores. And then bend our knees and stretch, chin up, and our shoulders are actually kind of, outwards. Okay, and then chin down, center back, head to the center, and open our hands out, open our hearts, and then relax. Okay, so this time I'm going to do it with a breath cue. So again, hands in front of us stretched. And as we make the fist, we are breathing in. And then breathing out as we stretch. And then breathe in again as we make the fist. And breathe out as we bring the energy down from the sky. And then as we open the pores, chin up, we're breathing in. Breathe out. Breathe in and release. Breathe out. Okay, so one more time. So relax. Our elbows are not completely down, a little bit, a little bit bent here. Again, hands facing down, stretched, fingers stretched. And we make the tiger fist and bring it up through our center to our heart and open it up and stretch. Stretching up our hands, palms facing up, pressing into the sky, and our feet are pressing into the earth. Then we roll, make a fist again, bring that energy down to the center, just above hands or just above the ears, and then make the tiger claws or paws and shoulders stretched out at the back and chin up, knees are bent. And then we bring our head to the center, chin down, and stretch our arms to the side, open our hearts, and then release. Okay, so that was the tiger awakening and stretching. Sorry, I do apologize. We should have done one movement before starting this, the movement of the tiger. That's the kind of the preparatory movement to bring the chi to center. So I need to show you that. With our hands to the side, we bring the chi from the earth to the center of our body, to our heart, and then down. Okay, so again, bringing our hands up and then inwards to our heart, and then breathe out as we release. One last time, breathe in. And breathe out. So yeah, I do apologize. That should have been the first movement, the preparation for these other movements of the tiger. Okay, so the next dance of the tiger is once the tiger has awoken, has stretched, it's going to go hunting. So this is the tiger hunting for food. Okay, so this movement goes like this. So our feet facing outward, hip width apart, and this is the roll that we're going to do. So we're going to bend our knees and then roll, make the fist, the tiger fist, and then this stance. Okay, so bending our knees, breathing in and breathe out as we're looking out, our head is straight and our eyes should be open wide. You know, it's like we're glaring at the food. Okay, so and then we relax as we come down and up. And then, okay, so we're looking straight, the head is straight. So this time, as we roll up, we're going to make a noise as we breathe out. Ha! Again, breathe in. Ha! Breathe. As we breathe out, we make the noise. Yeah. So breathing in. Okay, so we've done this. Now, the center, we have to do the side movements, the same movement, but this time to the left and the right. So I'm going to start with the left. So I'm going to put my weight on my right leg and bring my the left foot out, the toes are flexed, and the same kind of movement. Sorry, Danina Nana, as we roll, we have to I'm bringing my left leg out. So in order to, when we breathe out, we do this to the left. And then we come in and back to the center. Okay. So the same on this side. So as we up and come up with our fist, and we go out, and now on the right-hand side. So we do the same movements on both sides. So the movement of this tiger hunting movement, we start with the center, so one center and then left and then back to center and then right, center, left, center, right. Okay, so we're going to combine all these different positions now. Okay, so starting with the center. And now to the left. as we roll, come back. And now, again, center. And now to the left side. Center. Left. Again, center. The right hand side. The breathing in and breathing out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, come to the center, breathe out. And to the right, and then back to the center. Okay, one more time. Breathing in. Breathing out. Back to the center. And then to the right. And finishing off in the center again. Okay, and relax. Okay, so at the end of all these movements, we are going to regulate our the yin and the yang energy and bring ourselves to alignment, balance, and grounded. So we do that same preparatory movement that we did at the beginning, at the end as well. So hands at the side and bring the energy to your heart, and then breathe out as you bring your hands down. Again, breathe in. Breathe out. One last time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, so I'm just going to come back to closer to the camera and take questions. That please have a drink of water. So, Janine and Anna, do you have any questions of any of the warm-ups or the movements, the stances? No, everything okay. Janine, how are you feeling, Janine? Okay. And Anna, all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, this is where you're using a lot of we might be feeling hot because we're using a lot of the yang energy as well, when we're doing the actions, this is all the yang energy. And that's what we have to bring. We do these the last preparatory movement to regulate the energies, the chi. That's what we need to do at the beginning and at the end of the practices. Okay. Yeah. So, should we do the whole routine, the stretching and the pouncing one more time, and then we can close it off if you don't have any more questions? Okay.
Yeah, that
So,
works for me.
make sure you're hydrated, have some water. Okay, let's do the whole thing one more time, and then we can close. Okay, so first starting off with the stretching and awakening movement of the tiger. So we have our hand stretched out and we form the fist. Then breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, again. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, relax, breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, one last time for the road. Hand stretched out, fingers stretched, and make your fist. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And now the tiger pounce. Okay, so we roll our hands, starting in the center and go. Release, relax. Now to the side. I'm doing the left side. Center. Right side. Center. Left side. Center, breathing in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. Okay, one last time. And relax. Again, we close off with the energizing, relaxing movement to bring all the yin and the yang energies into balance. So hands at the side. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathing in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. And relax. The last, we close off with the bowing movement, we bow to the animals and to each other. So one hand is facing like this, and the other hand we make a fist, a loose fist, and we place the fist, the open hand over the fist, and we bow down to the animals, respect to the animals, and respecting each other. Thank you for joining me today and doing this practice, the tiger practice with me. Appreciate it. So, I hope you found that energizing, revitalizing, and do you have any comments, feedback, anything you'd like to share? You can do so now, unmute and share any of your experiences.
Beautiful. I feel like I can get more balance, especially going to the left and then center, with my legs. That's just very fitting for me and all of it combined. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And again, Janine, just in your own pace, own time, listen to your body. I always say, listen to your body. Body knows, what to do and how to do it. So the last thing I want to finish off with is a home play. I do have a home play for you guys. So I'll just share my screen again. Okay, so share screen. Okay, so this is for, hang on 1 second. Okay, so just some home play for you guys to practice these movements of the tiger and to deepen your practice. So I just want you to explore and practice the tiger qigong form this week during the week, and journal any effects that you feel, any feelings that come through, any effects on your body, mind, and spirit before the practice, or before you start. Just feel into your body, how you're feeling, what are your emotions like? Journal that, write that down. And then afterwards, after practicing, how are you feeling? Are you feeling in a more calmer state? So that would be beautiful for yourself, for your own learning, right? And if you experience too much yang fire in the liver, were you able to calm yourself down by gentling the movements, drinking water, or releasing tension through your exhale, like we were doing? We were going, ha, to release the tension from our body. So how do you envision using this practice to help balance your energy when you are tense, stressed, or irritated? Conversely, how might you use this form to combat fatigue and exhaustion? So enjoy the learning, the tiger form, enjoy the experiences that you have. And I'd love to hear next week, all your experiences and share so we can just learn from each other. So again, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you next Wednesday for the deer practice. So embodying, will embody the beautiful deer into our daily routine. Okay. So thank you, Janine. Thank you, Anna, and look forward to seeing you next week. If you have any questions, you can always email me, at info@joythroughtravel.com. Okay, so thank you, and I wish you a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Namaste.
much.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.